Audition for Rookie Privateer, narrated by Michael Naramore.
Hostile ship detected on intercept course.
I could have sworn the soft female voice sounded stressed.
When will they be in firing range? Nick queried.
1:23.
The ship had come upon us much faster than expected.
Hold on!
Nick shoved the virtual throttle all the way forward and caused Marnie and me to tumble back into the bulkhead at the back of the bridge. My ribs hit first, and the air was knocked out of me. Fortunately, the armor vac suit stiffened up and absorbed enough of the impact to prevent cracked ribs, but it still caused me to slump to the floor. Marnie made it to her feet before I did and helped me up.
Get in the airlock now! I'll give you as much time as I can!
Nick said over the noise of the engines. Nick had taken the only action available to him. If we didn't slow down sufficiently, Marnie and I would be unable to lose enough of our momentum as we propelled over to the pirates' enclave. I closed my face shield and instructed my suit's AI. Give me a 30-second countdown to enemy ship firing range. Marnie and I stumbled out of the bridge into the hallway. The downward or vertical force was at least 2 G's, and that kept our feet on the floor. The backward horizontal G-force, however, was so strong that we had to bend our knees and dig in 1 foot to try and slow our slide down the hallway toward the back of the ship. I was worried we wouldn't be able to make the corner into the airlock. Luckily, Marnie had thought ahead and left the 2 blast rifles we would need clipped to a shelf inside the airlock. Making a side trip to the armory was not possible.
30. 29.
Stepping up the timing on this little mission was going to make our jump a significantly more dangerous maneuver. Keeping Marnie and me safe meant Nick would have to continue decelerating into the path of the oncoming enemy cutter, exposing Stira's gift to more time in the pirates' weapons range. We were hoping Nick could have dropped us off and been able to escape from the pirate base before the local red Hoosie cutter got close. I hated the thought of Nick being fired on, but there was no getting around it. With Marnie and me inside the airlock, I slung one of the rifles over my shoulder, grabbed the loops of cable, and started the pump to cycle the air out. One end of the cable was already attached to me, so I clipped the other end to Marnie. Once we were outside the ship, I wouldn't be able to talk to Nick without advertising that we were on EVA, external vehicle activity. Nick, when we're off, you need to decelerate on max toward that ship. They will get a strafing run on you, so give him your belly. You won't be able to fire back, but there will be fewer critical systems for them to hit. Remember, once they are on you, keep curving up so that if they get close enough, you can get a shot at them from your turret. Keep firing at them up to that point. We can buy more ammo.
5. 4.
I opened the external door of the airlock.
Engines are off for 7 seconds. Go!
Nick shouted. Acceleration shut down abruptly. I hoped Nick would be able to keep his lunch down. Marnie and I held hands and jumped free of the ship.
2. 1.
Establish closed communication channel with Bertrand.
Stira's gift gently swiveled around, and I saw flashes as her turret started firing at the quickly approaching cutter. I hoped we weren't in its path because they wouldn't be able to see us until we were a smear on their armor glass. The odds were infinitesimally small that they would hit us, but once planted, the idea stuck. Nick applied thrust, gently at first, angling away from Marnie and me. A couple of seconds later, we were treated to a much too close view of the back end of 3 insanely powerful engines firing at max power. My face shield automatically dimmed due to extreme brightness. Nick would have to survive at least 10 seconds within gun range of the other cutter. I hoped they didn't have missiles. I knew the enemy ship had raced by us, but it happened so fast that it was more of an impression than something I could actually see. I sure hoped Nick would be okay. I rationalized that Stira's gift should surely be able to take a few hits. As bright lights flashed in the dark, I knew guns were firing. It made me sick to realize those bullets were being fired at my lifelong friend.
Snap out of it, Captain.
Marnie pulled me around so that we were face to face.
You gotta stay in the moment.
I stared back at her, frozen in indecision.
Trust him. He is trusting us to get our job done. Trust him to do his.
Okay.
I was having difficulty pulling it together. Marnie and I fell toward the asteroid. It was 25 minutes away as long as we executed our planned burns at the right times and for the right durations. If Nick hadn't been able to slow down sufficiently, our vac suit's arc jets wouldn't have been able to generate enough thrust to reduce our relative speed to the oncoming asteroid. The suits had a limited amount of thrust available, and we were cutting it close as it was. We would remain connected via the cable until the last possible moment. The danger of us becoming separated while moving through space was very real. Marnie and I were two very small people in the deep dark right now. We couldn't reasonably expect a rescue if we messed up.